12 of the forest's strongest and bravest young fighters crouched in their brown battle leathers at each end of the grassy stadium field, waiting for the command to stand and fight for the hairy ball sitting at center field. 5,000 spectators stood in the stands carved from the earth, holding their collective breath. 4 squad leaders were to be chosen today, and each one given a house to own, the choice of any horse, and an emerald-handled sword, making them the envy of every man, woman, and child in the village. All of this would be decided by one man, Thomas Hunter, Supreme Commander of the Forest Guard. Yonis stood next to his father, Ramos, shivering a little. It wasn't cold, but the breeze dried the sweat on his neck and made him cool, so he told himself anyway. He had dark hair to his shoulders, and, according to his father, a strong jaw that was sometimes best kept closed. His nose was sharp and his lips full, giving him the appearance that he was 14, not 16. He stared at the hairy hoard ball at center field. His mother, Rosa, had been responsible for that lump of scab hair. 3 months had passed since she'd been killed by the hoard at the forest's edge while searching for a special plant, the Catalina cactus, whose herbal power might have healed a fever that had come over Yonis. The forest guard had been to the north in battle, but she'd refused to wait for an escort while her boy suffered. His mother had always been like that, dropping everything on his account. Sweet mother, with her long, dark hair and ruby lips. Mother, why did you go? Please forgive me, dear mother. Yonis had thrown himself on the ground and wailed for the whole village to hear. His father had left the forest in a rage and returned with the long, tangled hair from 10 hoard he'd killed that very afternoon, the makings of that hairy hoard ball on the field now. But nothing eased the pain in Yonis's chest. 2 weeks ago, Thomas Hunter had announced the decision to lower the Forest Guard's recruitment age from 18 to 16. He was looking to boost the fighting force by 1,000. The forests had erupted in debate. Those who had protested had cried in fear at the thought of their sons and daughters entering battle against the Horde. They all knew that the Forest Guard was outnumbered 10 to 1. They knew that every time the Guard went to battle, many died. They knew that the weakest, their sons and daughters, would die first. But the people of the forest also knew that the Horde had sworn to kill them all. All living followers of Elyon knew, whether or not they admitted it publicly, that the fate of the forest dwellers rested squarely on the shoulders of the youngest fighters now joining the Forest Guard. All 16 and 17-year-olds worth their salt had then signed up to be considered. With his mother's death fresh in his mind, Yonis had been one of the first in line. The guard had dismissed all but 2,000, from which they would select the final 1,000 fighters. Yonis was one of those who'd been dismissed. Too small, they said. He was just barely 16 and still too wounded from his mother's death. Maybe next time, if there was a next time. "What do you say, Yonis?" his father whispered. "Who is the strongest?" Yonis scanned the players in this game Thomas Hunter called football, a name that supposedly came from his dreams of another land. All 24 were already mighty fighters, even though none was older than 17. Roughly half were women, and of those, Yonis thought maybe Darsal was the strongest. Not the largest, but the strongest, and very quick.